Are myths true?
It depends on whom you ask and what you mean by true. In modern culture, myth has come to mean a story or an idea that is not true. Today, people speak of myths about how to catch or cure the common cold. But the age-old myths in this book were a vital part of people's religions, cultures, and everyday lives. Often they are both deeply spiritual and entertaining. To many ancients, their mythology was their history. There was little, if any, distinction between the two. Some myths were actually grounded in historical events, such as floods or wars. Others explain the mysteries of the earth. For example, today we know the scientific reasons for the seasons, but the Greeks' explanation for the change of seasons was that the daughter of the harvest goddess lived in the underworld for part of the year. The goddess was so upset during this time that the earth became barren and cold. Even though science and technology have explained a lot about how the universe works, we will probably never know much more about human nature or the afterlife than we already do. Myths continue to give us the feeling that we can and do understand the mysteries around us. World of Words. Our word myth comes from the Greek mythos, whose many meanings include word, saying, story, and fiction.
Why do we continue to tell ancient myths?
Mythology offers a treasure trove of dramatic tales, and humans, by nature, love stories. We look for them everywhere, in books, movies, plays, television shows, computer games, and mail from friends, because they help us understand other people and the world. Mythology's themes and characters are so universal that we can all relate to them, no matter when, where, or how we live. Myths express our hopes and fears, our strengths and weaknesses. They connect us to people of other times and places by showing us that we are not so different from one another. Mythic voices.
No science will ever replace myth, and a myth cannot be made out of any science.
Swiss psychoanalyst Carl Jung. Some myths can be read as allegories or stories filled with symbolic representations. Once you know what to look for, symbols in both allegories and other myths can reveal a lot about a story's meaning. For example, a snake almost always represents rebirth or immortality. Bridges can represent some sort of divide to be crossed. Women are often associated with the earth and men with the sky.
Is every culture's mythology alike?
Each culture's mythology is unique, but most do share common subjects. Some of these include the creation of the earth, the arrival of the first humans, how humans came to use fire, the journey to and nature of the afterlife, heroes and heroines who must battle evil, a massive flood that nearly destroys humankind, and humans' relationship to the gods. Some cultures' mythologies share more than common subjects. They have specific myths that are similar. This is true of cultures that existed near one another, but also of some half a world apart. How is this so? In many cases, it's clear how different cultures influenced each other. Usually, they were trading partners, or had trading partners in common, or one was invading the other. Sometimes, though, the influence is much harder to trace. Some scholars who study myths think that the patterns, themes, and ideas that form the basis of myth may be built into our brains, making them universal to all people, no matter what their background or culture.